CliffCentral.com.
There's so much stuff around this that makes me excited about the future, and then there's stuff that makes me a little bit nervous. But we're no longer time-starved, because according to the 200-year-old podcast, which we've been talking about for a while, the future looks great, right? We won't have to stress about, oh, I've only got 80 years on this planet to make a difference. I've only got 80 years to live my life. I've only got 80 years to explore and experience as much as there is. Do you think we're going to be less stressed? If you could watch a tree grow over centuries, if you can witness an action that you do today that has positive fruits in 100 years, and you don't have to stress about being there in 100 years, do you think that'll change the way that you live? You'll be less or more stressed? Half the reason, I reckon, that most people are so out of breath the whole time, they're so stressed out, they're so tense, is because of time. I've got to get this done today. I've got to get that done within the next hour. I've got to reply to these emails in 15 minutes. I've got a message from this person. I've got all of the stuff that makes you feel like you have to react now. There's no time. Time is of the essence. Do you think things will get easier, or think they'll get worse when we have unlimited time?
Well, it all depends on, you know, how positive your mindset is, because we all know that if you've got a negative mindset towards anything, everything's a disaster. Everyone's got anxiety towards something. But if you think about it, when you have time, you can do things better. Think about it. If I say to you right now, write me 1,000 words about something, Winston Churchill, you'll produce something dreadful, and you'll say to me, oh, well, if I had more time, I would have done something better.
Yeah.
So now, like we spoke about recycling, we can do this, have a much more sort of big picture idea towards it, and obviously it's going to be better. It can only be better.
Well, humans are looking for solutions to the world's problems, right? And if we have unlimited time, we'll be able to find more solutions.
Sure.
So, I mean, it could be as practical as that. The economy will be augmented by our individual economies, because we'll be able to become more efficient over time. We'll be able to figure out what was a waste of time and not do it again. We'll be able to figure out how to use our time more productively. We'll have more off time, because we'll have more time generally. So that's a good thing.
Just to even imagine how much knowledge you will gather in your lifetime, and you'll be able to use it to make more informed decisions. Be able to say,
well, if you could live to 200, imagine if you separated your life into 4 quadrants and you decided you wanted to master one of, in each of those 4 quadrants, one of, let's say, 4 of your favorite subjects. So let's say you wanted to be a writer for a quarter of your life. Then you wanted to be a doctor for a quarter of your life. Then you wanted to be a lawyer for a quarter of your life. And you wanted to be a traveler for a quarter of your life. You could do all of those. And you could do them all well, because you'd have 50 years for each of them.
Exactly.
By the time you get to 50, you're a master at most things. If you've spent 50 years trying to perfect something, by the time you get there, you've mastered it. Mm. Then it's time for something new.
I think we'd also have a much more mature outlook on setbacks, because nowadays we feel like we fail once, we've wasted some opportunity and it's finished, now we can't. But you go, okay, well, I'll just start again, wiser and more considered, and I'll get this right.
I think one of the things that really turns me on about the idea of living to 200, and I think about this all the time, is the idea that people will become more sustainable. They won't live for the moment. They won't live to survive. They'll live for the long term, right? So they'll start to plan more for a future that they know they'll have.
Yeah.
If you know you're going to live to 200 years old, you put in more effort and more thought into what you do. It will probably drive a lot more equality.
Yeah.
It'll probably give people a lot more resources, because you have more time to develop those resources. And I think it'll lead to a death of racism, classism, who knows?
It's so true. Again, people always say, like, what's the big picture thinking around this, or the big picture plan, or you've got to think bigger than right now.
But people can't.
People can't, because we feel we haven't got the luxury almost. And a lot of that goes down to our own financial planning as well. I mean, we think, well, oh, it's already so late, what's the point of doing anything now? Yeah. You feel like you haven't got the time.
I didn't start saving at age 14. Yeah. I'm never going to be rich. You know how people are. It's too late for me.
It's too late for me. What difference is it going
to
make?
But if you start saving at 40 and you live to 200, you could have a seriously good retirement.
Exactly.
I don't know. This is fascinating stuff, and I'm sure you've got some ideas too. You're welcome to give us a call if you have something that you want to talk about around this, because it's the most incredible exercise in imagination.
It is, but it also makes you realize what the most incredible commodity is in all of life. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sia spoke about the fact that if you want to give to that person, you work your time for him.
Also, you've got to have purpose, right? Because if you have 200 years and you don't have a purpose, you're going to get bored very quickly. And life's going to turn into some horrible nightmare. You have to have a purpose. And maybe you can have more than one purpose. Again, divide your life into 10 parts if you want to. 20 years, 20 years, 20 years, 20 years. 20 years is a long time.
Yes.
So sure. If you divide your life into 10 parts and you spend 20 years in each of those parts doing something different, perfecting something, learning to play the guitar. You've got 20 years to learn it. You'll be a pretty good guitarist within 20 years.
Mm.
If you want to learn how to speak Japanese, you've got 20 years. That'll be fantastic. And you're still only 40 by the time you've got those two right.
You know, in the sport, in the first hour, I spoke about LeBron James giving the opportunity to 2,300 kids to have more purpose and do more things in life. What you're saying is exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
If there's more people with purpose in this world, the world would obviously be a better place.
Yeah, people in survival mode.
Suddenly, you give this 200-year-old thing some air, and only good things can come out of it.
Do you think this having more time would make us more focused?
Oh, it's the whole thing about creating more purpose, yeah.
I think so, but it might also make us a bit lazy.
In what way?
Well, because there's no urgency. Okay. That's the only worry I have.
That is the only downside.
Deadlines do produce the goods.
Mm.
If you know that by Thursday we have to have this order in, then everybody works really hard to make sure it happens by Thursday.
Yeah.
If you know, got 200 years. There are going to be some people who will rest on their laurels. There are going to be some people who will become lazy. There'll be people who take a whole week off of work because they can make it up.
I'll start that business in 5 years' time.
Correct, because I'm not in any hurry.
But knowing humans and the way we've done things so far, I think we'll also put a lot of pressure on ourselves in a good way. Too.
Yeah, quite possibly.
You know, we have to raise the bar in making things happen faster and quicker and sooner. I like that.
Well, the first super centenarian was born in 1798 and lived for 110 years. We've always had long living populations, but now the mass population is starting to achieve this. Experts and futurists like Aubrey de Grey, who we spoke to last week, like Ray Kurzweil, who I often speak about, these people say that it may radically transform some things, but others could stay the same. As Sanlam turns 100, they're looking ahead to the future. The 200-year-old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science and expert opinion, and episode 4 is available right now. You can listen to it on cliffcentral.com, and here's a little preview for you.
What if I told you that you were going to live to 200 years old?
In the next episode of The 200-Year-Old, my 10 going on 100-year-old daughter, Amahle, weighs in on what it will be like for her to turn 200.
I want to get to 500 at least.
I take a look at how a society that turns 200 is different from one that only lives to 90.
It has both changed surprisingly little and absolutely completely.
What did we have to change drastically as people started to live longer?
The universal basic income. It is a monthly stipend of money that is given to every citizen without preconditions. It's free money, basically.
My name is Sam Gwenya, and this is The 200-Year-Old.
A future-facing podcast based on leading science and experts. As Sanlam turns 100, they're looking ahead to plan better for the future. Tune in to the 200yearold.co.za.
Cliffcentral.com